And happy Friday to you. I hope that you've had a nice day and a nice week so far. I thought I'd make you a little mini podcast, aka voice note today, and let you know that I'm going to be doing a live stream on all the latest Rex Heuermann updates. So it's about the Long Island serial killer case, the Gilgo Beach murders. There's a couple of little things, you know, bits of news that have been building over the last few weeks. And I think now we can actually have a live stream and talk about those updates because, you know, once a one-liner, then it's usually like a YouTube short or something. But now I've got a few things to discuss. So let's do that and let's watch the media briefing, aka sort of press conference that District Attorney Ray Tierney and the defense attorney of Rex Heuermann had after that court appearance on September 27th of 2023. So that's what we'll be doing. Sorry if that was loud. My bad. Also, I am working very hard behind the scenes. You know, here on Patreon, I like to update you on what's happening behind the scenes. I'm working very hard on making a really comprehensive deep dive timeline of the Crystal Rogers case because, oh my word, there's a lot of information. It's all over the place. And I want to do what I normally do, you know, is the presentation time and map time and the interviews that we need to watch. And there's, of course, lots of interrogation videos and all those sorts of things, right? But I'm so amazed that they finally, after 8 years, arrested her former boyfriend, Brooks Hauck. Like, what a POS, right? And then his brother, I mean, are him and his brother like Dexter or what? I don't know what's going on there, but that brother is so sus. So he might be the third person arrested. Some other guy was also arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit murder. I think his name was Joseph Lawson. So I'm looking into all those details, but that's what I'm working on. It might take me a while because I want to watch everything, listen to everything, write down everything. So wish me luck on that because it's kind of like a behind the scenes project while doing all the other work that I do, right? So again, thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it so much. Then I wanted to tell you that it looks like Patreon has rolled out some new features. One of them being, okay, there's two things they tell me they've rolled out. One would be that I have the ability to now sell products and things on Patreon. I'm not going to do that because I don't like that. As you know, like on YouTube, I don't do sponsorships or something. And I don't think Patreon, I don't want to sell things on here, man. What the hell? Anyway, so there's that. And the second thing is there's this community chat, which kind of works like Discord. You know, I don't have Discord. I am going to be honest here. I cannot stand group chats. I don't like being in them. I get a lot of anxiety in them. And obviously now I'm like a creator facing a lot of people. And as you know, I appreciate you so much. But please don't expect me to be there a lot. Okay? It's for you guys to chat to each other. That's what I activated it for, is so that you guys can finally talk to each other. But I can see there's no way for me to like put a comment and pin a comment for some ground rules or things like that. So please don't send me like requests over there or case suggestions. I already get thousands of emails every single week for that. So you can email me, grizzlytruecrime@gmail.com, or you can send me a direct message here on Patreon, right? The group chat, keep it for yourselves. Like, talk to each other. Ask, yeah, where are you from? And what did you think of this? And what about that? That kind of thing. Please don't discuss other content creators. And also, because that could get either really snarky or I don't know what could happen there. It feels pretty scary. You know, this whole group chat thing feels pretty scary to me. Don't discuss other content creators. Don't fight with each other. Don't be ugly to each other. Okay. And then I don't think you can post links in there, but rather don't do that because you just don't know. Sometimes things could have, you know, malware or malicious links or something. So that's what I can think of for now. Be kind to each other. Okay. Have I said enough? And please just lower your expectations if you think I'm going to be in there, because I just really don't like group chats. I never have my entire life. You can ask anyone who's known me, and that's just how it is. Okay. So, but it is there for you. I did activate it so you can chat to each other. And here and there, I might say hi over there because, of course, I can see it. So there's that. What else can I tell you? I don't know. Don't have too much news right now. I'm going to go because I got to prepare now. I'm sitting here with a messy bun, no makeup on, in a Grizzly True Crime hoodie and some leggings, and Fury's passed out on the armchair there. And now I got to beautify myself for you. I got to get ready for my live stream, which the link is in the description box, and it's happening in the next 45 minutes. So I'll see you there. Okay. Okay. Bye.